come on, man. And with the local DBC news.
That's how I do my podcast, Dane. We just let the mics rip, roar, and go raw. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Hey guys, this is Chef Richard Blaze. You're listening to Dane at WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and in studio and on the road and in Chicago is one of our favorite chefs of all time. You know him. He's a Top Chef star. He is a best-selling author, podcast juggernaut.
Whew.
And here in the name holding the torch of Cooper's Hawk is Chef Richard Blaze. Welcome to the show.
Dane, no one has ever called me a juggernaut before. Like, this is the first time. Seriously. I mean, and you called my podcast a juggernaut of a podcast. I'm like, I don't even know what to say.
Well, last time that you were in the studio, you were talking about it, contemplating, thinking about it. You wanted to put the pieces together. Obviously, you wanted to consult with those at least you felt were in the know. And it has been a juggernaut. It was not only a labor of love and passion. You are absolutely loving it. You are killing it. So, and we'll talk about that later on as well, because I knew you're going to get some new ideas based on the big event. Because Matt McMillan, he is the vice president of culinary and beverage for Cooper's Hawk. He is in studio. And so you, Matt, you have brought Blaze to us today.
Absolutely. Now, we're really thrilled to have this collaboration with Richard. And I actually got to spend a little bit of time last weekend with Richard in San Diego for a little chef conference. And I will tell you, our guests are really in for a treat. He's an incredible chef, but just really passionate and a great human being. So,
wow.
Very.
I mean,
juggernaut, and
I'm going to go home. You guys can just continue talking about.
I think the Nobel Pizza Prize is in order. Ooh. Because that's the kind of thing that, you know, you're talking about. He's a great human being. Yeah. You know, he helps the environment. He loves animals.
But should do a Nobel Pizza Prize. Is that a thing?
It's another thing, right here.
I love it. You're just like full of innovation today.
You know, so here's the thing. At Cooper's Hawk, you know it as that great winery that is making wine approachable and part of the lives of hundreds of thousands of people around the country. With the wine club, you've got the restaurants. Big and serious on the culinary side, but that also these collaborations, you guys are knocking it out of the park because you're bringing in a lot of great personalities in the culinary world, chefs and other people. When you think about Richard, though, and as many as you've done, as a guy who has interviewed most people in the food world, he is one of those things that is not only a talented chef, an exciting personality to have, but he's also a great entertainer. He is a lot of fun for people to be around. I'm excited for him.
I'm thrilled, and I've been driving around with 10 liters of liquid nitrogen in the back. Ooh. Of my car, so I can't wait to give him that nitrogen.
Yeah, when Anne Burrell was in town, that wasn't happening.
No.
Right? It was like, I don't know.
She's pretty cool, too.
No, they're all awesome. You bring in some amazing talent, but I'm saying, like, the one thing that's very specific for having me in town is you had to cart around some cryogenic fluids.
Well, you know, we typically do like one demo, maybe two demos, but I have four sheet pans worth of demo stuff that Richard's going to be doing tonight.
We're going big. We're going the whole thing.
He's
going
to be doing about an hour worth of demo, which is like four times.
Yeah, people don't know. I'm also, this is my audition for my HBO special basically tonight at Cooper's Hawk.
Nice.
We're going to go hard for 45 minutes. And I think that's really, you know, the entertaining side of it, I think is, I just love it. I love sort of live presentation and shows, and you know right away if people are enjoying your work or not. So I'm really looking forward to the event.
The people are going to love you back, and I'm not going to say, I think it's going to be all the things you know and love about a Cooper's Hawk event, great wine, some amazing food. Rich is going to tell us a little bit about what he's got planned, but is it true, Matt, that the first like four rows will be covered in plastic sheeting like a Gallagher appearance?
Always. There is a there is a verbal liability waiver that the first four rows will have to check off on when they enter. But
the food is always fun, always creative. You know, the people that are getting to go there, they're blessed to be able to do it. You got to get in on that wine club in order to be a part of these events. But Richard, what are the people going to see tonight?
Wow. So we're going to, you know, basically be talking about a lot of the food that we're going to be cooking tonight. I mean, I won't spoil everything, but we have some lobster working. There's a sea bass dish. I'm excited about this beef short rib.
The zabutan. Wagyu zabutan.
The zabutan. And we're braising and then frying some beef short ribs, which is just like, you know, like if you're in heaven, can you go to the next heaven?
Right.
Like what,
like the heaven VIP area.
Right. So it's like, oh, you're already a melting short rib. Like, how could this possibly be better? Oh, fry it. Right. Like, oh my God. So we'll see. I think that's the dish that I'm most excited about. But truly, I just want to, you know, hang out with the wine club members. And for me, I'm in this zone where it's so important to like really engage with people that like I'm blessed that some people are like a fan of Like, that's an insane thing if you think about it, right? Or if they're a fan of Cooper's Hawk Wines and the wine club. Like, so to be able to sort of engage with people, like, in a way that's not on the television set is great.
So, Matt, when you do this, you bring the wine and the chef together for that unforgettable evening. Talk a little bit about how Cooper's Hawk is going to be playing a role on the wine side.
Well, we always do, great collaborations, but we got together with our master sommelier, Emily Wines, and we put the menu together first, and then we look and say, hey, what wines do we have? Because obviously we have a ton of wines, but, we're going to start out with our Lux Sparkling, which, Lux Sparkling and Lobster, match made
it's
in
really
heaven.
Good, yep.
We've got a couple of other past appetizers.
And I love Bubbles. That's really what it just comes down to. I love Bubbles.
Yeah. And then our Riesling, which is going to go incredibly well with the sea bass dish because there's a little bit of miso, so you've got some sweet and salty going on. And then I think we're doing our Lux Meritage with this kind of short rib Wagyu katsu dish. And then last but not least, we've got a butterscotch pudding with some meringue and some really nice bubbly sugar.
I just ate. But it sounds pretty good.
Our ice wine is ridiculous.
Yeah, sometimes I forget what dishes I'm doing, but thank you for bringing that back to me.
I got you.
So Emily, the master somm, I'm excited to talk to her too because I'm working on the show, Dane. I'm working on pitching this television show about sommeliers, like a competitive, like somewhere.
Is this
like
the same as your country western career?
No, this is actually more of a real thing. It's like sort of like where the Top Chef meets Big Brother, but where it's just a bunch of like sommeliers and like talking about, how this wine tastes like a mixture between garden hose and circus peanut, things like this. So I'm calling it Win Somm, Lose Somm. And I'm really excited, so I'm going to see if I can get some wine folks to potentially fund it tonight.
Like I'm detecting notes of mulch, that
exactly.
Kind of...
How the wine people get, this reminds me of lychee. Like most of the people have not even had a lychee,
right?
Well, like how
not a fresh one anyway,
right? Exactly. And by the way, I'm not dogging the wine world. It's amazing how passionate they are and how they can smell something and get those smells. But I get garden hose and circus peanut. That's what I'm.
Well, here's the thing. You think about this. All the entertainment that you want, you got the great food, the great wines. They're going to get something else. You heard about it in the intro, is a best-selling author. So Good, which is something that you've always said, always felt. It becomes a catchphrase now. It's an iconic book. So talk a little bit about the book everyone's going to get tonight.
Everyone's getting a copy of So Good, and I hope everyone who's listening also wants to go research where they can get their own copy, right? Why not? Let's go for it. But So Good to me is it's about the dishes that I'm cooking at home that are somewhat inspired by the restaurant. But I think sometimes chef cookbooks can be a little too chefy, and So Good is really sort of the way that I do cook at home. Maybe if I'm bringing home a deli container of pickled walnuts or something like that, but it's stuff that people can actually cook. It's practical and applicable. So it was a fun book to make for sure.
Has it been fun being on tour? I know the last time you were in studio was maybe.
I think I was on tour last time.
It was not
here.
Quite a year, but I think everywhere you go, like we're talking about it now. I think it is the kind of thing that people are going to bring up when they visit. Has it been fun to kind of share that book around the country?
It's always, the cookbook thing is weird because, I'm running restaurants and I'm on television shows. And for some reason, a lot of that doesn't seem weird to me. I'm always kind of amazed that I've created now two cookbooks. Like that's just like when I was a young cook. Like that's something that I never would have thought I would have been able to do. I really cherished and relished cookbooks as a young cook, and the fact that I've been able to create two of them is insane to me still.
You're giving more people more things that they can know, enjoy, and appreciate on the Richard Blais side. And the other thing about it is that you're doing what you naturally do, which is talk, share, entertain, converse, right, with the podcast.
Share.
So so let's talk a little bit about
the podcast. Let's do it. Starving for attention. Beow, 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 beow. That's an air horn
There's like a theme song? Do you have like a special?
We have some hip-hop beats in the background. We haven't reached the level where I can purchase some legitimate, a legitimate artist's music just yet.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to create some mid-90s hip-hop mashup for Starving for Attention, I will gladly listen to that audio file for sure.
I'm just wondering, what's your favorite thing about it? Because, podcasts are the kind of thing, there's no rules. You can do whatever you want. But here, and you have so many friends. We'll get to the fact that you were at one of our mutual friends, Guy Fieri, shooting Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You had to do a pit stop there and make some more TV.
Amazing.
For the people. But I think that's the thing that I love most about what it is that you're doing. Number one, you love it. But you just get to talk to so many cool people, so many friends.
I think that the podcast is basically an interview style where I'm just hanging out with someone that maybe I've crossed paths with in the food world or the food television world, and really talking about what their world is like, but not necessarily the stuff you know about them, right? It's not a show about sound bites or you know, pitching one project that
cooking
they're doing.
Tips, even.
Cooking, it's not really about cooking tips, because I always was afraid with a podcast when you get into that, like, oh, what did you make last night? I made zucchini muffins.
Yeah, NPR.
And you know what? Yeah, I like to use coarse salt. That's my tip. You know, like I wanted to.
Too.
Although, actually, that was very soothing.
Yeah.
Doing that made me really relaxed.
Like an Enya soundtrack in the background.
It has like an ASMR sort of thing there to it. Like, it's like, oh, it's relaxing. But it's really about chopping it up. And I want to talk to, you know, like I want to get Matt on the podcast so he can talk about, you know, what he's doing, you know, running all of these restaurants and being, you know, the vice president of culinary innovation for Cooper's Hawk. Like, that's insane to me. People need to know there's so many different jobs that you can have in our world right now.
And some of these great personalities too. It's nice that, you know, everyone has kind of a role that they play on television, and this is an opportunity for those people to kind of share their lives, you know, what they're doing outside of what the things, like you said, that people already know. And it's, I think it's a great way for them to share.
Yeah. Jasmine Blaze, my wife, co-hosts most of the episodes with me. And that's also really been great because I'm so busy that, you know, what ends up being the issue is family time, quite honestly. So the fact that she comes on the show to co-host with me, I think is great too, because it makes it authentic. We're talking about just like what we're doing as a family that day or that week. But
you
also
find yourself
spend
being
time
drawn
together
into conversations about like The Bachelorette and stuff?
Kind of. You know what? We definitely get into some pop culture stuff. And to be honest with you, that's the stuff that I really, really love. I mean, we've talked more about, you know, Salt Bae and Mukbang. And do you know what Mukbang is, by the way? Mukbang.
It sounds like a band I listen
to. It sounds like a dope band, let's be honest. But it's these videos that people are making where they're just sitting direct to camera eating food with audio around them. Have you not seen any of these videos? So exactly. So it's a lot of pop culture sort of stuff. What about intermittent fasting, Dane? Have you heard about this trend?
Is that on Rick Bayless's Instagram?
Is it?
I try to couple that with the topless yoga.
First of all, way to bring it back. Like, we need to get you on the podcast for sure.
Okay.
But I do like that pop culture, again, because I want it to be just about like, oh, what? One of my favorite podcast questions are, if you had to meet one, would it be ghost or alien?
Ooh. You mean ghost Patrick Swayze? We're making some kind of clay pottery.
I mean, that would be awesome.
As opposed to alien with the acidic body fluids, I would go with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, nice. Well, way to sort of like take a nice middle road there. I appreciate that. But that's one of my favorite questions to ask, because then you get to know like if someone believes in ghosts or aliens.
Oh,
I mean, like I don't believe in ghosts.
But you do believe in aliens?
I do. See?
Man, I got to block all that stuff up, because that's a door that leads to so many other doors that I don't think mentally I'm just prepared to. We got kids and I'd have to explain, you know, why does daddy believe in ghosts? Well, it's like this.
Exactly. Right. So like on a podcast, when you have an hour to chop that up, that works, you know, where if you're maybe on, a more traditional sort of platform, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't dedicate all the time to ghosts versus aliens or all that stuff. Yeah.
All of that fun stuff that we talk about. Yeah.
You are going to be in town for Cooper's Hawk tonight. You're going to be enjoying a little bit of Chicago. Before we let you go, what kind of things do you like to do when you're in our fair city?
Oh, my gosh. The last few times I've been here, I've stayed over in the West Loop area. Is that what it's called? And the West End, right?
West Loop.
Okay. And I just kind of, that neighborhood to me is exciting, right? So, you know, my friend Grant and like hang out at Royster over there and eat some great food. I love running in Chicago. Chicago's one of my favorite running cities.
It's a little chilly, but it's going to get.
Today's a little too cold for me personally, although I do have full length yoga pants on under my jeans right now. So, like, I'm ready to go for it. But I just like hanging out. It's just such a cool city. Yeah. And this is going to sound really cliche, but like, everyone's so nice. Like, in a good way, like, everyone's just, like, kind of cool, and, like, I don't know, the vibes are good.
Yeah, the people are nice, you're nice. It is going to be a great night for great food, fun. Matt, give the information so people can get in on that wine club and be at the next event coming up for Cooper's Hawk.
Yeah, come just go to one of the restaurants to sign up, or you can go to www.chwinery.com. Lots of information there. And the event tonight is at Ovation here in Chicago.
Yes, and if they go to those Cooper's Hawk social platforms and they hashtag more Blaze, I would also really appreciate that. More.
Well, people want more Richard Blaze. They're going to get some tonight at Heap and Helpin', but then also in all those different incarnations and varieties. So, Richard, give out the social media so all your fans can, and your new fans as well, can get on board and check your adventures
out. Yeah, absolutely. I would love people to say hello at Richard Blaze, BLAIS, across all platforms, except Snapchat, but we don't have to get into that right now.
Matt McMillan from Cooper's Hawk, Richard Blaze here front and center and on stage tonight. Guys, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
You're the best. No, truly, Dane, you're like awesome. Dude, like you're like real. Like I was saying this on the way,
not like ghosts or aliens.
not right. You're real, not like a ghost, but you're like you're so genuine and authentic. And I just want to take a moment to say that I really appreciate it. When I'm in town, it's fun to see you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Richard.